From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You don't need a radio program to tell you these two facts, but here they are just the same. First, this Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people will travel. And second, air travel may be subject to delays, often due to weather conditions. And those weather conditions that cause the delays may not be apparent to you in either the city of your departure nor the city of your arrival. Matthew Wald of the New York Times is here. And Matt, why is that?
That's because you're flying over a long distance, and for a long time, the FAA hasn't known precisely what route you're going to take, or at least not known it in any useful way. You could have a problem near an airport you're going to. Your route might not take you through that area, but the FAA would hold you on the ground anyway because it couldn't figure out who was going to traverse that area and who wasn't.
Now, the news that that led us to bring you here, you wrote about it in the New York Times this week, is some software that indeed might change that for the FAA.
Yeah, it lets them look down into individual flight plans and see whose airplane is actually going to go through this area, and then give that airline, that pilot, a choice, which is either stay put and accept a routing when we can give it to you, or go on a long detour. But at least now we know who's going to take that route.
What's so revolutionary about this? It seems to be logical that you would want to know where does weather intervene between two places?
Well, as it turns out, what really makes airplanes fly is data processing. What really allows you to support, you know, more than 6,000 airplanes in the sky at any given moment over the continental United States and maybe 44,000 flights a day is to have a computer figure this out. Individuals can't figure this out. If you're going from Boston to Washington, there's a variety of routes you could take. The weather doesn't cover all of them. The FAA knows where the weather is. Somewhere squirreled away in the computers is your flight plan, where you plan to go. Now it can marry those two things together. And it hopes this innovation is going to prevent delays from growing, because we need something to keep delays from growing.
Is there some conceptual difference here, some principle at work that would be expressed by this software that changes the way air traffic controllers think about which plane should take off and which plane should be delayed?
Yes, there is a conceptual difference. The current plan is, if you have a problem near an airport, stop all the traffic going to that airport, because you don't want to have planes circling in the neighborhood. It burns too much fuel. In the end, it reduces safety. The new idea is, if you have a problem near an airport, stop only the departures that plan to approach that problem airport through the trouble area. If there's trouble, but you're coming at the airport from the opposite direction, don't worry about it. And if you have a way through software to look at what each plane's route of flight is, you can begin to do that.
It's Matthew Wald, who reports on travel and transportation and energy for the New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.